All right, let's do this. What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to the Overtime After You podcast. Today is going to be me in the studio. I don't have Chris with me today. He's actually out of work, but it's all good. I went to two events this weekend. We're going to go over both of those events today. It's Sunday afternoon right now. I know you guys will listen to this later on in the week, but it's all good. You know, I've got a, you know, life gets in the way of editing, so I can't do everything on the fly, but I try to get everything out as soon as possible. So I apologize for being so late in the game. I know there's a lot of other creators that are so much faster than me when it comes to uploading videos after they've recorded the day of the event, but it's all good. Let's get started with the first event, which was the Supercar Social, which is over at the Field Motor Cars. I keep saying motorsports. I don't know why. Maybe it's just because I've always thought of that was always the name of it because I've never been there. But it's the Supercar Social, which was presented by Autolife and Wolf's Den. They put the event together and they had a big, I guess, turnout of exotic cars that showed up there, more than mid cars like Mustangs and, you know, Camaros. There weren't any of those there. It was all high-end Lamborghinis. It reminded me of Festival of Speed. Just had a lot of Aventadors, had a lot of Huracans and McLarens and a lot of Porsches, as always, GT3s. That's just a car that everybody has, but it's all good. It was a cool turnout, good event. I really liked it. I had a lot of good times meeting new people and some old faces I've known that I've met before, which was cool to see them. And I went to the showroom floor. I was going to show you guys the photos from that event. I know I have a full video. It's going to be on YouTube. Make sure and check that out. It'll be the Supercar Social on the Overtime Attitude page. And first off, it started off at the weather was great. Usually it's cold around February, but this time it was warmed up. About 2 weeks ago, it was 30 some degrees, and I can't do cold weather. I don't know about y'all, but I can't do freaking 40 degree weather. It just makes life much more harder to go by. And you know, we're southern people, we're tropical people, we like warm weather, you know what I mean? So starting off the morning, we got there early because I like to get there and set up because I got all my camera equipment that I like to get everything put together. And then once we got there, met up with a couple people there. I saw Rune. Shout out to Rune with the orange Aventador. Kind of make my way through the showroom floor and was really blown away by the cars that were there. I've never been in that, like I said, I've never been in those dealerships because, you know, I'm not really in that league of life of getting a car like that. That's I don't know. That's just me just daydreaming in there. You know what I mean? But it was cool to see those cars. And then you walk back to the back section and it's just a freaking, like one of those movies, like in the Fast and Furious or Gone in 60 Seconds where they were, I remember Gone in 60 Seconds when they had the Ferraris, they were taking all the red Ferraris. It reminded me of that back room. But also, it got packed really fast and it was really hot in there. So I kind of got out of there as soon as they were already jam-packed with cars. There was cars lined up all the way down the front of the building as well. And I guess we'll get into these photos. I want to show you guys all these photos of the cars that went in there and things of that nature here. So here is the front where the Autolife car was. Had a Beamer there, had two Beamers there actually. So I got there a little early before everybody else. So I got that photo without people being in my way. Here's another side photo. I like to take different angles and then I'll just take the best one and go through, you know, go through Adobe and just make it pop. I don't like doing basic, you know, regular photos, stock photos, kind of boring. So this is the showroom floor of Bentley's side, which I like Bentley's, the Continentals, like that red one. That newer one is really nice. I think it's a V8 twin turbo, if I'm correct. I think that's what they still make them, and I don't know if they make them anymore, but I've heard that they're not reliable. I may be wrong, but I mean, they're nice cars. Very nice luxury cars, in my opinion. And, you know, it's good to go see and get some motivation to work harder and make some more money. Get one of those one day, you know what I mean? Here is the Rivalto that was in the showroom. I think that was a carbon fiber one. I'm not really familiar with the models and what engine is in these cars. I just know that they're V12s and they're almost $500,000. Probably more than $500,000, if all I know. That is an Aventador. I don't know if it's an SVJ or not. It could be. What really blows my mind is that they got the one lug nut on it, which I've never, I don't know if that's counterclockwise or that gets on regular. I don't know. That's pretty cool. Pretty cool aesthetics look. Kind of reminds me of IndyCar or NASCAR, which I got my own opinion about that in NASCAR. We're not going to get into that avenue. That is Rune's Aventador. Shout out to Rune. His nice orange, lava orange. It's not red. I said red last time. I don't know why I said red. That's lava orange. Really, really nice. That's the showroom floor. So when you walked in, I guess this is the back section. So you walk in, it's like this big old warehouse with like nice floor and just lights. And it's like something out of a freaking, you know, movie. So that's the front entrance way. That's the door on the right side where that background is. Excuse me. That's a pretty cool shot with the field motor cars, and you got all the Rolls Royce Bentleys. What does that say? Karma? Is karma a car? If anybody knows, just let me know in the comment sections. Here's another angle. Try to get different angles, you know what I mean? Spur of the moment, you're there. You might as well take as much photos as you can and then go through them, and then whichever you want, you take them and you just put them in your Adobe, make them better, this and that. There's a purple Huracan. It looks stock, but it looks like an aftermarket wheel from Lamborghini. I don't know exactly what model that is. I'm not a big Lamborghini, you know, like I said, not a big Lamborghini person that knows all the cars. That's my favorite one, is that blue one. That's an SVJ, I think. That's an R. I don't know what year that was, but it's nice. It's a very nice color. One of my favorite cars, I think, is that blue. And then that yellow one is a 2015, if I'm not wrong. I think it's a 2015 Aventador that they brought. Had a cool panel with like carbon fiber on it on the inside. It's pretty cool. So as soon as I was looking at those, these bad boys showed up. You got an Aventador. You got another Aventador. A Revolto. Now, all these cars, I think, I don't know how much they are, but they're all custom made. These are aftermarket cars. These aren't no rental cars that these guys go pick up and for the day and return. That's their personal cars. As you could tell, those wheels, man, that definitely makes it stand out. That little bottom with the white trim. I really like that white trim. It's pretty cool. Stands out. Makes the car stand out. And then you have the carbon fiber on top. So it's three colors pretty much. I can't imagine that how much that cost. This car, I don't know what car this is. It's from Lamborghini. Maybe it's one of their race cars. If anybody knows what car that is, comment on my YouTube page or on the overtime page of telling me what car that is from Lamborghini, because it was obviously blocked off. I had to get a good photo, so I end up, I mean, I'm not supposed to do this, but I pulled apart the rope. That way I could take a good photo without that rope being in front of it. But I put it back, though. I didn't leave it open. This was the rear section of the three lineup cars. So the Revolto has that unique exhaust in the back of the bumper, which is pretty dope. Those are growing on me, even though, you know, I can't go looking for one right now. But I mean, I'd like to go see them. They're very cool and very pleasing aesthetics wise. This Aventador's got some mods done to it. It's got that splitter. Not a splitter, it's got the fins on the rear. That one's got a fins too in the middle. I'm sure if I get to meet the owner there, I think I saw him there. Here's another shot of it. Now, when it comes to these shots, Carlos, my good friend Carlos, taught me to be level with the car or be like up closer to the ground when it comes to the photos. I think they come out a little better, but in some angles when you want the background, you gotta kind of get up halfway and get the, kind of like this one is going down, getting the photos. And this one is being on the backside. That's the backside of them. So I didn't know that the Aventadors have they have it out the bumper too. I just realized that. That is the motor, that carbon fiber trim I was telling you about on that 2015. That's the inside of them. So this is the Rolls Royce part. This is all there. I don't know. I'm not familiar with Rolls Royce, with the models. Look pretty dope though. Very luxury. From what I've heard from Rolls Royce is that the Rolls Royces hold value supposedly in Bentley zone, but I don't know exactly if that's true or not. I don't worry about that problem because I don't have one of those problems. So this Corvette looks like he's lost because he's not supposed to be there. Well, he's supposed to be there, but I don't know if that's a ZR1 or not. He looks like he's lost though. He's not supposed to be in that section. Here's the Porsches now. Porsches are so popular. I don't know what it is about them. I guess everybody has one, but I mean, they're cool. I like them. I don't see myself having a Porsche. I'm not a big Porsche person, as everybody knows. The GT3s are cool. I mean, it's not my style. Here's Joe's. Shout out to Joe. A friend of a friend knows him. He has that's actually Young Dolph's Camaro. That's Young Dolph's Ford GT, supposedly. I don't know exactly if it is or not, but I think that's supposed to be his car or was a tribute to him because he had all camouflage cars. If you didn't know, Young Dolph was a rapper who got, I don't want to say unalive. It sounds kind of like soft. So apparently he got murdered a couple years ago, and that's one of his trademarks he did was the camouflage on the cars. There's a McLaren next to it as well. That's camouflage too. It's pretty dope. Kind of having both of them together. Here is Wolf Den and their Wolf Pack. Jim's cars, you got McLarens. Now, Jim, I saw him for about an hour, then he left. Like, they were literally there for an hour, and I was going to go say hi to him. I was busy. Jim, if you're listening to this, sorry if I didn't say hi. I meant to say what's up. I saw everybody there, even Levi, your detail, and everybody there. I meant to say hi. I didn't see Sebastian, but cool to see you guys there. Appreciate you guys putting this event together. And then here's another side view of his cars there. So that's a 812, I think, Ferrari. I don't know exactly what Ferrari it is. It's a front end. It's the front motored one, and then you got his Aventador, Jim's Aventador there. We're going too fast. I didn't take a full photo, but there's a Porsche, a light blue Porsche, and then a Ferrari in the background there. They had their whole lineup there, I guess VIP lineup, you know what I mean? They give me that Dominic Toretto vibes, you know what I mean? They all show up together and everyone's just looking around, like the man showing up, you know, that's how they are. Gives me those vibes, you know? These, another set of Porsches that were there next to them. Pretty cool photo because I got the Bentley and then I got the background. Even those aren't Bentleys, those are freaking Porsches, but it is what it is. Ooh, that's a nice Rivalto. So that one showed up late. He ended up parking in front of the Lamborghini logo. That's a good cover photo right there. Here's the middle. Excuse me. Here's the middle section of it. Now this car, I don't know if this is one of Jim's cars or not, but it's got a very unique wheel. It's like a custom white Lamborghini wheel. And the front end, it goes up and down too. It's pretty dope. It's definitely a unique car. It's not rented or anything. Like, that's somebody's car that they customized. Even the brake calipers are freaking customized colored to match them. Here's another car from Wolfsden. I think that's a custom wheel that was done. It's a Forgiato wheel. Looks like a Forgiato wheel. That is not cheap. And you have some custom brakes as well. Some of those brakes, I think they're carbon fiber. Correct me if I'm wrong, anybody, but I think they are carbon fiber brake rotors. And what Rune has told me is that whenever those carbon fiber brake pads, I guess whenever they take them off to service them, they just put them on a scale. And if it doesn't make the required weight, you have to get new brake pads and rotors. Okay, back on track here. So there's the Huracan with the custom wheels. Here's another shot of the baby blue Huracan. That's a good photo too, with everybody, with all the logos in the background. Makes a good cover photo there. Here's another shot of it. I waited for like 10 minutes because obviously I don't want to get nobody in the shot, but I don't want to be rude and tell people to move. You know, I just try to be patient with everybody. I'm new to this scene, so I don't want to, you know, call any shots or be a dick or give some kind of bad first impression. You know what I mean? Ooh, that's a good photo. That's the front of it with the other cars there too. That's such a dope car. The setup with the trim and all that. It's pretty dope. See, yeah, that's the close up of the wheel. Damn, I don't know. I don't even want to imagine how much that cost, that wheel. Also the suspension too. He lowered it. Has like a custom up, it goes up and down, like I said, you know. Here's a shot of Rune's Aventador again, next to a purple Rivalto, which I don't know. I don't know whose Rivalto that is. There was another one that came to Lake Nona a couple months ago that was like a pearlescent color. It was not pearl. Is it pearlescent? I don't know. It's like the changes different colors, like red, greenish, you know what I mean? Here's another shot of it again. I was trying to get a good shot that way I could get a good photo for the cover. Thumbnail, YouTube, you know what I mean? Got to get them views. Are we repeating ourselves? This is the same photo. Okay, there's a top shot of that Lamborghini that was taped off. Now you guys are getting the idea of what I was going through with the photo because it was all taped off together. It must be some kind of race car they had at like maybe Le Mans or 24 Hour. I don't know exactly. It's not cheap. This is the outdoors after the show and everybody left. I wanted to get a photo of the Lamborghini with the logo and that in the background. So I'm trying to get a good photo like that. Something, you know, that's better. A little close up. And, well, yeah, it was definitely an event I really enjoyed. I didn't think it was going to be this much cars there, just like Festival of Speed. But all in all, I really liked it. Even leaving, when we were leaving, the police were there, so it was kind of strict with everybody. They had a certain tolerance with how many cars were leaving and this and that. But it was a good show overall. We're going to change gears here because that was a Saturday morning. We went to that show. Sorry. And I shot on two different cameras. So if people don't know cameras, whenever you shoot on different cameras, they're going to be different files and different sizes and this and that. So I'm switching over to the other camera. So we went to the Desertland Cars and Coffees on Sunday morning. That was at 8 a.m. And that was the first show they had there that was ever at that location. I don't know exactly the backstory of what happened with the... Hold on a sec. Sorry, guys. I'm just trying to get to the photos here. Okay, back on track. So yeah, with Desertland, I didn't know exactly what happened with the previous organizer of the event, because he was at Winter Park before, and I don't know, you know, what happened. Maybe he was, you know, pushed out of it from other people or whatnot, but he relocated it back to Desolin, and it was in the back of the mall. Desolin was the old Festival Bay, if anybody knows about Florida. You know where Bass Pro Shop is in Orlando, Florida, if anybody knows? That's the old Festival Bay. When I grew up, that was called Festival Bay. Now it's called Desolin Park, and it was behind that and kind of had it all organized together. It was kind of bigger than we thought it'd be. We didn't think it was, I guess they didn't think that it was going to be so much people showing up. But I mean, it was a good turnout. I'm going to go through these photos and show you guys everything. It was, you could work a little bit, I guess they need to work a little bit more organizing the cars when it comes to lining them up. Because at Lake Nona, they have them by manufacturers where it's like Ford, Chevy, supercars, you know, BMWs, Audis. Apparently that the exotic park, everybody was starting to park there. So they had to move the exotics to their own section again. Excuse me, I don't know why I'm burping so much. Yeah, they just need to organize the manufacturers better. That's all they got to do next time. I mean, it's the first time. It's not going to be perfect the first time, but it is what it is. I mean, overall, it was a good show. I really liked it. There was a lot of... This scene is different than Supercar Social, obviously. They're going to be more... there's going to be more Mustangs and Corvettes, obviously. A sea of Mustangs came, and a sea of Corvettes came as well. It was pretty cool to see them. A lot of exotics came from, I think down on the dealer, they came from Winter Park and they drove over there to the Desolin after, because I saw cars that were coming at, towards the end, they were coming in, you know, and checking it out, because I know they were probably at Winter Park. But I mean, it is what it is. Winter Park was that same day too. And obviously I don't really like Winter Park, because the exit is kind of really, really, sketchy. And there's always a sea of cops that are there. You do one bad thing, like change lanes or do the wrong U-turn or something, and they just pull you over and give you a ticket. This was more organized. I really liked it better. And we'll show you guys all the photos I did over there. Check it out here. Here you go. So here's the first look at Corvettes here. This is that's a C8. A lot of, I guess, aftermarket ones showed up that were not... I guess newer. They were kind of old and new, but there were a bunch of different ones. I think a Z06 right there. What else? This is a row of Mustangs. That pink one's got a turbo. I don't know whose that is, but I never seen that car before. Here's another Mustang. That's a pretty cool Mustang. I don't know what was under the hood of that one. That's a GT, I think. Here's a Corvette that was lowered and it's got a splitter front end. That's pretty cool. Looked like a Batmobile, to be honest, when I saw it. Another close-up of it. The problem with this show, I don't know, maybe it was early in the morning, but the sun was coming up and I had a hard time getting the photos with the shadows. That was my biggest struggle, to be honest. That is a C7 red. The palm trees make the photos look dope. I really like the palm trees. That really gives a little vibe of the show. I have the wrong lens filter on there. That's why those photos look like shit with the freaking corner... They had like corner shades. That's for a full frame lens. That's why. So these two Mustangs were badass. That blue one had a 5.0 in it, Coyote motor. And then that red one had a 5.0 Coyote with twin turbos on it. That was pretty dope. I don't know what size turbos they were, but it was a cool setup. Having like the old school, new school. And then there's me in the shadow ruining the photo. There you go. That was a close up with the 5.0 in the Mustang. That's really cool. That's unique right there. Here's the Dodge Viper that I've seen at Winter Garden. Lake Nona. He went there as well. He showed up for about like an hour, and then I got him on video leaving. There's a front of it there. I've always liked ACR Vipers, maybe because of the motors of E10. Probably why I always liked Vipers, but there's a front of it there. This was a Beamer. I don't know what model it is. Carl's been off the top of his head. He knows every model. But it's got those cool, like, titanium-looking pipes and rails and whatnot. Makes it stand out from stock, you know what I mean? Here's the front of the car. I don't like those front ends. I hate those front ends. I don't know. They need to change that, BMW. I know you're not listening, but you need to change that front end. It looks like shit. That front end looks way better. That's the older model. That one's on bags. It's got some custom wheels, too, as well. Let's see. There's a Supra, a newer Supra. It's like lowered. About to hit that pole. He was close to hitting that pole. Here is a Hellcat and I think it's a Scat Pack next to it. That Scat Pack was at Winter Park a couple months ago. I remember that car. It's very loud. That is a ZR1 Corvette. That's a C7. That's a rare one to see. That looks like a Batmobile too, the way it was with all the black and the carbon fiber and the black wheels. Excuse me. Now this unicorn, whew, that's a 34 GTR right there. You don't see those that often. I'm a big advent for those. I like those, but I mean, who can get their hands on an R34 nowadays? They want so much money for those cars. I mean, right now you can legally, because they got that 25-year rule, it's actually legal now. But I mean, by the time you have to find one and ship one, it's costing an arm and a leg. But if you can find one, if you find one of those in like a midnight purple, whew, yeah, that's a rare car. That's a unicorn right there. I call that a unicorn whenever I see one of those down the road. Because you can see a GSS or, you know, a GS or whatever the hell it's called. They're not GTRs. GTRs are the, you know, the holy grail of JDM cars. That and the Supra. Here's on the front end of it. I took a lot of photos of it. This was a pair of Lexuses, which is unique. I don't really see a lot of Lexuses that are lowered with wheels like that. That purple, that's a dope purple. I've seen that car at Sanford. I think I've seen it at the Lake Nona car show. That's a pretty unique McLaren. I don't know exactly about McLarens. I know they make 720s and I don't know if it's 570s or not. Don't know. I can't afford them, so I don't pay attention to what the models are and that, this and that. That's a unique Porsche. Look at the wheel on that. I wonder if I can zoom in on this. Let me see if I can zoom in. Come on, zoom in. You can see that wheel. It's got like a custom bead lock on it. I don't know what the hell kind of wheel that is, but that's definitely a unique Beamer right there. This car, I don't know. This is a rat rod or something, but apparently he's got a diesel motor in that. He's got dualies on the back of it. He's got a bottle opener on the end of it. He's got airbags on it. The front end has a twist on it where the motor meets the front end on it. And it pretty much goes up in the air. And I didn't get to see it leave. It didn't leave till later on until I left. Here's a cool little thing I saw on the side of this. It's a Japan course. Imagine all the people living life in peace. It's pretty cool. On the side of that skyline, that was a lowered skyline there. Here was the inside of it. Had a unique little lime green thing on top. Here's a Audi R8. You can't really see it that well because the shadows are screwing everything up. There's ruins, Aventador. Here's another Ferrari. Is that a Ferrari 458? Yeah, it's a 458. You don't see a lot of those at the shows, but I mean, it's cool to see them. Here's a, I don't know exactly what model that is. That's a special model, Huracan. It's like the off-road one or something. I don't know. They had these two trucks here. I guess they were there to promote a truck. Sorry. Meant to promote a truck event that they're going to have in there in March. I've always liked lifted trucks. That truck had an anti-lift, which it lowers down after a certain amount of, you like press a button, lowers down front and back. That way you can get out of the truck and then lifts back up when you hit a button. Pretty cool. Here's the front of it there. So then these cars showed up like Dominic Toretto, like late, and then made a scene showing up, backing in and whatnot. Everyone's like crowding it like a freaking, you know, like Fast and Furious did. Gave some Fast and Furious vibes there when they showed up. There's the cars that came from the Supercar Social the day before. They showed up for like 20 minutes. I know they have a rally this Sunday afternoon, which was from, I think, Orlando to Melbourne, because it's Super Bowl Sunday, but I call it Supercar Sunday because supercars are cooler. That's the Aventador. Now, that black one is the all-carbon fiber one. He was at the event, too, on Saturday, but I didn't get no photos of that car because I've seen that car a lot of times, so you guys seen it long enough. I don't like to keep my audience with the same old content. I like new cars, new scenes, you know, show new things, you know. That's the back of the rat rod that I showed you guys. That's the lineup of cars when they moved Rune to the front over there, which is the grassy section. I personally thought they should put the cars in the grass. That would have been a better deal with the supercars. There's a Rivolta that was parked in front from the Supercar Social. That is a... Is that a Gallardo? No, it's not a Gallardo. That's a Huracan. That's a G... Not GTO. I can't read that. I can't read that. It's too small. And this Jeep that pulled up, he's got like 212s, 415s, like 418s in the back. And I asked how many batteries you have powering that thing. He said 3 with one alternator, which I think that's... You're going to kill that poor alternator in a couple of months. You better get like 2 or 3 put on that thing. When it comes to custom car audio, you get a certain level, you got to have 2 batteries. Then you got to put a certain alternator to keep them charged, because one alternator can't power all those batteries. It's going to just wear it out. This Mustang showed up late, but I mean, it's a pretty cool Mustang. I think it's a drop top. It's obviously got airbags and a couple of suspensions on it. It's pretty cool, but you know, it is a Mustang. That was at the Winter Garden Show a couple months ago. That is a pearlescent. I don't know what it's called. Translucent. I don't know. The one that changes colors in the shade. That type of paint job is on that car, or it could be a wrap. Probably is a wrap. That's the Revolto again. That was a Huracan that was parked. Came out a little later. There's a rat rod. I want to get the rat rod put all together without people in the way. So yeah, that was the car show from Desolation. They had two exits, so it was kind of a struggle. So I was talking to Brian from the Buddy Brian YouTube, I think it's called. If I'm mistaken the name, don't get mad. I don't remember it. I'm still trying to learn his channel. But he was trying to, I was trying to see like what was his opinion on Desolation, because I know the two entrances are different there. And obviously when he sees my video, he'll see that it's going to be a little difficult, because there was not really a part of the area where they were going to take off and like do, you know, rev the motor and burn out and do things of that nature. But I got more towards the end where the corner is and got the video of them leaving. But the unfortunate part was that some nice cars were leaving on the other side, and I was stuck on one side. And I mean, it is what it is. You just got to learn from that. And next time they have the show, maybe they'll organize it where it's one way in, one way out. I don't know. But I mean, overall, it was still a good show. And looking forward to the next one coming up, maybe next month. Hopefully, I'll have it more organized. But I mean, it was still a good event overall. I appreciate the promoter. I don't know his name, but I appreciate him for putting that together and having everything set up. They had their own security and their own parking detail and whatnot. So it was still good. So yeah, what else we got? What we got? So the weekend coming up now, we've got a couple of shows that they're going to have. I think Rock and Brews over at the airport, they're going to have a show. Festival of Speed in Tampa is going to have a show. And I don't know what the move is yet, but I'll definitely let you keep you guys posted on Instagram and on our YouTube pages. But I appreciate everyone who's been listening to this podcast. It's probably wrap this up now, but it's been a long day, long weekend. Two shows and two weekends is a lot of work. And still got a lot of editing to do, so I'm going to go get ready and do that too. I mean, but if you guys like this podcast, be sure to give it a like or leave a comment and keep up and subscribe. It goes a long ways for the channel. And then also subscribe to our YouTube channel. That way you guys see the videos, keep up to date, and you'll see more car shows coming up. And hopefully next time I get Chris in the studio or have Carlos or somebody else. If you guys enjoyed it, I mean, leave a comment. If you didn't like it, leave a comment too. I don't care. Just put something on the comments. I'll comment back. You know what I mean? Try to be positive, but more comments, better for the algorithm. That's how I always looked at it. But yeah, I'm going to head out of here. Go get crack-a-lackin' on this video editing. I also got some other things like laundry and whatnot to do. You know how it is, Sunday, getting back to work week. But I appreciate you guys listening, and we look forward to seeing you guys in the next car show. Take care.